Go on, say your favourite line.
Hello everybody, welcome back to 10 Down with Terry and David. I'm here with my co-host David Fitzpatrick, or like he likes to call himself, David Dahi McGillifodrick, whatever is on him dumb. And my name is Terry McAvoy, and today we are going to get you through your Sunday morning and bring you love, light and laughter.
I don't know whether to get sick or not. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We took another break and didn't advise you were taking a break.
Well, we did, but we never put the episode out to tell people that we were going on a break because David has a tendency to hand me the laptop on a Saturday night and all
rephrase
I want to do
that,
is
Terry.
Throw it out the window.
Rephrase that. I don't have a tendency to do that.
It just happens.
It just happens because I could three or four times through the week go, Terry, and you go, not now, not now. And it only comes available for you to do it on a Saturday evening.
Because I'm sitting down with me chocolate and trying to relax and he just comes in with like you're like, it's like something out of a horror movie. It's like, I think I'm going to die in this house.
And that was me yesterday in Portugal. Oh, I was in a horror movie. But we'll get to it.
We'll get to it. But yeah, is it 2 weeks that we took a break for?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. We're back and we have a brand new sponsor, TK Maxx. Woohoo!
Thank you, TK Maxx.
Yes, thank you so much, TK Maxx. We are so, so excited to have a fabulous sponsor on board. So let's do a little recap on what's been going on in the last 2 weeks. It's been a bit mental. Where do I start? I went on my sister's hen to Ibiza and I was supposed to be flying, right? I'll give you a rundown what was supposed to happen. So Cassie's hen party was booked in January and it ended up landing on the same weekend as the VIP Style Awards. And then I got invited over to Corfu with Karen Millen, the brand that I've worked with for like 6 years. And I was like, right, I'll fly from Ibiza to Corfu on the Monday because the hen was over on the Monday. And then about, I'd say 4 or 5 days before I was due to leave for Ibiza, I got a phone call to be like, you're going to Cannes Film Festival.
And I remember seeing your face.
I nearly died. So I was like, right, well, I'm actually in Corfu. So I'm going to have to fly from Corfu to Cannes. So the plan was to go from Ibiza, Corfu, Cannes, but there's no direct flights in between any of them. So I would have had to flown from Ibiza,
Heathrow,
Corfu, Heathrow, Cannes.
I've lost you already, but you...
But that was what was supposed to happen. And then long story short, it turned out that I couldn't actually leave the press trip with Karen Millen a day early. Like it just wouldn't have been like worth it for me or the brand. So we were like, right, let's just go to Ibiza and Cannes. And yeah, so that's what happened. But I was in Ibiza for my sister's hen party and it was wild. Wild.
Is it possible to go to Ibiza without it being wild for a hen party or a stag? It's like a magnet. You get pulled into all the madness.
It's amazing. It's so much fun. But Cassie looked insane. Cassie's my sister. She's getting married in August. I can't even believe I'm saying that because in my eyes, she's still a baby, but we just had the best time. She's got such good friends, amazing girls around her. And you know, there's like 50 people going to her Dublin hen. She's so popular.
Yeah. It would all be a lot of her pals from Camogie.
She plays for Dublin. She's obviously in Erin's Isle. She's so popular. She's also cabin crew. She's loads of friends. Like she's just such a, well, Cassie is such a likable person. But it was the best weekend ever. So we landed into Ibiza on the Friday. The plane wasn't that mad. It wasn't that mad at all. And even the air hostess was like, even the cabin crew were like, this is very mild. Mm. Like we were obviously well behaved because, you know, like we're girls, but it's usually the men.
I can't believe you just said that.
But I feel like there's different types, like as in the girls get on the flight. Girls having fun is different to boys having fun. Boys are boisterous and stupid and silly and disgusting. Whereas girls are crack. So the plane wasn't too bad. And then we arrived in and then that's when shit hit the fan. So it was lashing rain when we arrived into Ibiza. And we, of course, dropped off our bags. The other bridesmaids set up their room as like the base room. Mm. And then we just went to the shop and got a load of drinks and Fireball and like tequila rosé.
Is there any food involved in there?
Well, that's another story. So anyway, we went to their apartment and we just had a big massive party because we were like, we could go to a bar somewhere, but like, you know, when you just want to be around the girls and have the crack and then get ready and then go out. So we did that. And it was so much fun. Like, we just spent the whole evening in their room. And then I had to order a lot of pizzas because we were all bananas. Like, so we had pizza and then we got ready. And then we went to Glitterbox. And Sophie Ellis-Bexter. Bexter, is that it? Sophie Ellis-Bexter? Yeah. Is it Bexter or Bechter?
Bexter.
Is it? She came on at like 2 o'clock in the morning and I lost my mind. I just couldn't believe. I was like, what the hell?
How many songs does she have?
Loads. Like, she played loads. Like, she had so many good songs back in the early noughties. Like, but we had a ball. Like, I have to say, the music was really good. I feel like when I did Ibiza years ago, we used to be really into like house music and like really heavy dance and stuff. Whereas there's definitely more kind of pop. Like, there was such good songs playing. And oh, we just had a ball of a night. And then me and Steph went back, and then the next day we woke up and we went.
You didn't do what? No, Ocean Beach was the last day. Ushuaia?
We woke up next day, had a bit of breakfast. There's a really good place if you're looking for it. It's called, I can't remember the name of it. But we woke up next day and then we had a bit of food and then we went to, where did I go?
You just said it. Ushuaia.
And it was unreal. Like, we had a ball. And then the next day we went to O Beach.
No, when we
comment.
Went to...
No comment.
When we went to... Ushuaia, what? Did we go early? No, I feel like we went like 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening. It was like sunset.
But anyway, I had to leave Ibiza a little bit early because I obviously was going to Cannes and my dress arrived, which I have so much to say about. My dress arrived and it needed to be fixed because the shoulder, like the stitching was coming away at the shoulder. I paid more than my wedding dress for this dress, and at the Cannes Festival, like, it started falling apart. It was a joke. Anyway, I had to come home early and I got my dress sorted and then we flew out to Cannes, and oh my God, what an experience. What did you make of it?
It seems like it all just, like, it feels like you went to Ibiza a month ago and it feels like we went to Cannes 2 months ago, and it was only last week, because then of course I was in Portugal.
It wasn't even last week, it was like 5 days ago.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like, it feels a lot longer, but yeah, it was crazy. And so we arrived in Cannes, and then we got picked up by the driver who brought us to the hotel. And when we got the itinerary,
we stayed in the Martinez.
Yeah, so when we got the itinerary from where we were staying, of course you're going to do a little sneaky Google to find out what the hotel's like, where it's located. You're like, oh, that looks really nice. It's really fancy. It's on the beach. Amazing. Didn't think really much more into it until we got there and realized that it was one of the iconic hotels that they've been using to house the stars since back in the...
They don't use it to house the stars. The stars just book there.
Yeah, like it's... Yeah.
Yeah, it's where people go. They're in the Carlton.
Yeah, so they go there and it's been... I've seen photographs with my phone, because obviously my For You page now has been all Cannes. But like back in the 80s, like early 90s, Sylvester Stallone and all, Arnold Schwarzenegger, they all stay in that hotel, have stayed in the hotel for the Cannes Film Festival.
We had no idea.
What's her name? Princess Diana.
Has she?
Yeah, they all stayed there.
We just had no idea, like, that was at that level. Like, we just didn't know.
So they had barriers at the entrance of the hotel, like, with fans and paparazzi and all standing
outside. Like, we arrived and we were in a blacked out Mercedes Sprinter, and people were like taking pictures of the car when we arrived. Like, I have the funniest video, and it's me and Dave in pure silence being like, they're going to be so disappointed.
Yeah, it's not who they think it is.
But anyway, we got out and we checked in, and then we had to dash to the beach party with Sol de Janeiro. So I did actually, I had one or two comments, like little snidey comments on my Instagram when I was posting all the content. I was like, why ain't she there? Just to let people know why I was there. So I represented Sol de Janeiro on the red carpet. So Sol de Janeiro is a brand that I am an ambassador for. This is my third year working with them. And they basically flew me over. And the whole point of it is that I'm bringing basically brand awareness. So I'm tagging on my socials, I'm photographed there. And I'm there with Sol de Janeiro. And that's the whole point of it. It's not that I think I'm a movie star. I didn't bring myself over there and pretend to be a movie star.
Well, you look like a movie star, Terry. We'll get to that part.
But that's the whole point of it all. And that's the whole point of bringing content creators to things like that, is because they're going to create all of this content on a world stage, more or less, and be representing the brand. So that's the whole point of it, PR-wise. Just to clear that up.
Yeah. And anyone that doesn't really understand how that kind of works is that brands have now, in the past few years, have known that it's actually far more beneficial for them if they use an influencer with a strong engagement to push a brand, like you said. It's better. You actually get it out there more than what like the likes of a billboard would do, or, you know, radio or TV.
It's on par, yeah, definitely. But yeah, so that's why we were there, and we went to a beach party, which was kind of nuts. Now, I've been to events like, you know, in London, I've been to so many events in Ireland, da, da, da. I'm kind of used to walking into an area where there's like a lot of content creators and there's a lot going on. It's always really busy. It's always really chaotic. But oh my God, I've never experienced anything like walking into the Martinez.
The hotel, like the lobby area.
Yeah, when we arrived, like it was like Influencer Olympics. So let me set the scene. So we arrive in after being papped outside for being absolute nobody's, right? we didn't even check in. They literally just were like, what's your name? And then it just all happens. Like you're, it's like you're swift, like swooped off to the room. It's so seamless.
Yeah.
Anyway, everywhere you turn, there's someone extremely famous. Like we walked into the lobby, Eva Longoria is there. There's also like these really famous TikTokers that I know from America that were there, and they were like doing photo shoots, but there's like four or five photo shoots happening at once. Everybody's glammed up to the nines. It's very, very overwhelming. Like when I walked in, I was like, oh my God, I'm not good enough. My dress isn't good enough. Holy shit. Mm. Like all these thoughts just went into my head because like I was self-conscious anyway, because I only had like 3 or 4 days to get sorted for a dress. Like, and I ordered off a website that delivered it basically within 2 days. And that's why I picked the dress that I did, was because it was quick.
Mm.
If I had my way, I would have went with way more color. You know, anyway, we learn and we move.
But the level of bodyguards.
Bodyguards. Like
that were just
security.
Everywhere.
It was just nuts. So we arrive into the room, as I said, get ready, go to the beach party. Loads of famous people at the beach party. Like, it's just, it's insane. Then that cleared out, and then we went out for dinner that night, and we went for, I don't even know the name of the restaurant that we went, but like we were on the street, and like, it's just, it's like another world. Like there was just people dripping in wealth is all I can say. Like you could just see it. Like I'm not talking about young people, like with Louis Vuitton and stuff like that. I'm talking about like
it was
older
old money.
People.
Yeah, it's all old money.
Old money. And you could just tell.
Super yachts.
Super yacht. Like it was, it's just another world. Like, and so different to what we were raised in.
And speaking of super yachts, the mistake I made, remember I said to you about the world's biggest yacht was parked there? So the world's biggest sailing yacht, it's a sailing yacht.
Right.
So it has 4 or 5 big sails on it.
Wow.
That was parked out in the water facing where the air hotel was. But it was all over the like socials, you know, that this boat had been pulled in and anchored there. It was all old money. Like,
just insane. Like, just so different to what we'd be used to. And like, my God, is it just another world to what we're used to? But it was such an experience. And then the next day, I woke up, I had a gorgeous massage with Sol de Janeiro. And then we went for a bit of lunch, walking around, just kind of, I was just people watching. I was just like, who are they? What are they doing? Like, look at their style. The style was insane. Just fascinating to watch.
Mm.
And then we started to get ready for the red carpet and my dress fell apart. Like I said, I paid more than my fucking wedding dress for it. So I was raging. Anyway, it was such an amazing experience. Like walking onto the carpet was wild. My lips start twitching. Did I tell you about that? Because I forgot how to smile. It's like, whoa, I didn't know what I was doing.
So don't jump for a second, right? We didn't talk about Heidi Klum outside the door.
Yeah, you tell them.
So I was getting out of the room. Terry was getting something done. Like, I think it was like hair and makeup done. And I was like, right, because I'm going to give you a bit of space. I'm going to step outside the room, go for a walk. And as I walked up to our door, I could hear like there's a bit of commotion going on outside. And I just thought maybe it was the cleaners outside that were at that point, like, because you could hear things moving. So when I opened my door, there was two blokes standing there with their back to my door, if that makes sense. And they were like, oh, excuse me. And they stepped out of the way. When I stepped outside the door, I realized that they were doing a photo shoot.
Yeah.
And that was a regular thing in the hotel. Like there was what, 7 floors.
And
from the first floor to the ground floor, it was just chaotic of photo shoots. So they were waiting. People were going up to the next floor to see which corridor was empty. So to get a quick photo shoot. Because if you go on and put in the name of the hotel, nearly 90% of all them celebrities and like big TikTokers got all their photographs taken in the corridors.
Yeah.
Because the background is really like it's an iconic hotel. Anyway, so I didn't know what the girl's name was, but I knew her face immediately that she was a celebrity. Because
I would not have known her.
When I stepped out, she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I was like, it's okay. Just don't do it again. And Everybody else looked at me and never said anything, but she looked at me and started laughing. And I was like, thank God, like she actually got the bit of sense of humor. But when I left then, I texted you and I said, I'm about to get my first encounter with a celebrity.
Yeah.
Like since we've been here. And I was Googling, I Googled America's Got Talent. That's how I found out.
Oh, is it she hosts?
She's a judge on America's Got Talent.
Ah.
But she was also married to Seal, the singer.
Kissed by a rose.
Terry. So, yeah, that was my encounter with her. And my last encounter, which wasn't a real encounter, the very last night when you went onto the red carpet, which you can talk about the red carpet in a second. But when you went onto the red carpet, of course, then I had to leave you. To be sad to walk away. Me and all the mongrels had to walk away that didn't get onto the red carpet. I walked back to the hotel. It was like a 15-minute walk. And when I walked in, I said, you know what? That was a good night. That was a great day. I'm very proud of it. I'm going to sit down and
celebrate.
I'm going to have a drink. So I ordered a sparkling water and an espresso martini. And I was chatting away to one of my mates on my phone, texting. And I heard a really strong American accent at the bar.
Yeah.
And I was looking and I was like, geez, he looks very familiar. Like older, old, like in his 80s. And anyway, he turned around and I was like, holy shit. I was like, that's Jerry Springer.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And I was like, what? Jerry Springer? What? Surely not Jerry Springer. And I was sitting there staring at him and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm standing beside Jerry Springer. But as he was having this conversation with the person next to him, he was becoming more and more like Jerry Springer. He sounded like him.
So you are not Jerry Springer.
So I text my mate. I was like, Jerry Springer's here. And he was after me telling him like the Formula One drivers, Lando and all were here. He was like, oh really? And he never said that. And he was waiting for me to correct myself. So I went up to the bar then to pay the bill. And I was standing beside him. And as I was standing, I turned and looked, I was like, oh, maybe you're not Jerry Springer. It wasn't him. So on the way back to the room, I Googled. I was like, I wonder how old Jerry Springer is. Jerry Springer's dead, David. He died in 2023. Did you know Jerry Springer died?
Oh, Jerry Springer doesn't say you were not the father.
He does.
No, he doesn't. That's Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah, but Jerry Springer does the same. He was the original.
No, he was Jerry.
Yeah, but he also does the same, done the same thing where it's like the results came back that you, this, that, the other.
Did I ever tell you about the time, remember the dog bit my hand years ago and I had to have surgery on Christmas Day?
On the motorway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to have, basically, in a nutshell, I was trying to save a dog on the M50. He turned around, bit me, and then I got really badly infected and I needed to have surgery on Christmas Day. This has gone back about 5-6 years ago. And I woke up in the recovery after the surgery and I used to work in the hospital where I had the surgery and I seen one of the consultants and it was Jerry Kearns. He's a Maxfax consultant over in James's. And I woke up and I seen him and I sat up because I got a bit doolally after having anesthetic and I was like, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. And he obviously didn't recognize me because he hadn't seen me in years because I went off to Australia and he like walked over and he was like, sorry, is this, how do I know this lady? And I was like, Jerry, Jerry, like so embarrassing.
It's mad how you remembered him after waking up.
Of course I did. I couldn't forget him. He's one of the consultants I used to look after all his patients. Like, but he literally had no idea what was happening. He's like, how does this girl like know my name? And then I start asking the nurses where my feet, their cats. Anyway.
So tell us about the red carpet.
It was amazing. It was amazing. A lot more chaotic than the Venice Film Festival. So I walked Venice Film Festival 3 years ago and that was very much like you walk up, you're stopped and they let one person on the carpet at a time and then you walk on in.
Mm.
Remember I walked past George Clooney?
Oh, yeah.
So it was very much like one at a time, one at a time, one at a time. With the Cannes Film Festival, it is insane. Like insane. Everyone's just on the carpet. Everyone's walking around. You're ushered on and off as quick.
Mm.
And they did say that to us. So like when we were in the Mercedes Sprinter on the way to the carpet, like there's lots of traffic and you're kind of getting briefed on everything. So like there was a girl there, she was like a chaperone, the girl, you know, that's in my contact in the blue.
Yeah.
So they were just basically saying like, you know, you're going to walk on and people are going to be calling you to like take photos, like just keep moving basically because there's apparently like loads of problems with people holding up and standing on the carpet for too long.
Mm.
So they're like, just keep moving. So like you do kind of see the people, the security and that ushering people. But basically I get out and then I was standing waiting to enter. And then when I did enter, it was like, I forgot how to smile. Like my lips started twitching now. So I was like, what the hell? I was just like, what is happening? And I'd say I was only on it for like 60 seconds. Like I didn't want to be one of those influencers that was like
holding up the show. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was like, literally smile, smile, smile. And then one of the photographers or videographers took a video of me. The video of me is like literally me exiting the carpet up the stairs. Like, but like that, I just didn't want to spend too long.
Yeah.
Like when I say I lasted 10 seconds on the stairs, that is not
I can obviously like confirm that because I was from the other side of it getting the video. But
sorry if I come across you, but like, do you know there's all the like videos gone viral of like influencers who like have obviously paid people to take videos and photos of them on the carpet, because the photographers and videographers pay a lot of money for those positions, and then they charge people money
individually
to send them the content. So there was one in particular that's in my mind, right? This girl basically bought a ticket to the Cannes Film Festival. She's an influencer. And that would have been really expensive because it's not cheap. And then she paid like photographers and videographers. So she was standing on the stairs trying to get her shot, but like the usher came over and was like moving her off. And like it went viral because people were like, oh my God, so embarrassing, blah, blah, blah.
Was she by any chance in a blue dress? Yes, I seen that.
I seen it, right? Yeah. And lots of people were laughing at her and she was getting loads of stick and hate in the comments. But like I seen also people seeing it from my side. I was like, you know, she's obviously bought the ticket. She wants the moment. She just wanted a video or a photo. You literally get a couple of seconds. And like, I just felt like the security was just being a bit.
Yeah, they could have, it would have actually been a lot less if they had just stepped aside, let what she needs to get done and then move on.
And then, okay, let's keep moving, right? But like, I don't know. I felt sorry for her. You never know what like partnerships as well. Like she might have had, she might have been there with a brand. I don't know. You know, like she might have bought the dress, she might have gotten the dress gifted as a collaboration. You just don't know. So I could kind of, I don't know. When I seen that video, I felt real sorry for her, but I just didn't want that to be me. So when I say, I took seconds,
I know,
and I ran.
I know, I nearly missed those seconds. So when Terry got into the car and left.
Sorry, just for context as well, because loads of people were like, why didn't David walk the...
Because I'm not good enough.
the red carpet with you. So David was at, I was invited over with the brand, and then I asked David to come over with me just to help me like with, you know, getting ready, getting content, the bags, da da, because it can be a lot. So David was there with me like
the bags
to help.
The bags.
So he didn't actually have a ticket for the red carpet because they are quite difficult to get as well. Like we did look into it. Anyway, he was like, look, I'm happy to just get you there and then to go off and like have something to eat, because what you do after you've walked the carpet is you go in and watch a movie. So we were at the premiere of a movie called Coward, which was a French movie, and it was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. Book one.
So when you got into the car and I was no longer wanted or required to carry your bags, I took a photograph of the reg plate and of the car.
Clever.
And I said to the driver, because they're all blacked out Mercedes Sprinters.
They all look the same.
They're all exactly the same. I said to your man, how long will you be? Like, and he said, if you start walking now, he'll get there before us, because it can take you like 20 minutes, half an hour because of the traffic. So I start walking up through the crowds, massive crowds, all the way up, got to where the pin, like, because they had all the roads closed off with police. Yeah. Got to the pin of where, like it said, I could get to the closest part of the theatre. And there must have been like 200-300 people deep before the actual
barrier
for the paparazzi and people that paid for tickets to get me to stand in the crowd.
Yeah.
Because we obviously didn't know that you could do that. Like, if I was to go again, I actually probably would be worth buying a ticket to stand in the crowd so I could get like real, like proper close-up shots. But anyway, so I remember sending you a screenshot of like where I was, and I was like, Terry, there's no way I can get near you. And you were like, don't worry about it. And then you were like, just head back to the hotel. So I was standing there and I was like, where's he coming from? And I was just start like kind of maneuvering my way without getting over a barrier. I was maneuvering my way around barriers. And then I came across security, which I had to be scanned to go through. And I said nothing. I didn't even say to your man that we need a ticket. Your man just, I had my backpack on and took my backpack off, put it through, and he goes, yeah, go ahead. And then I just put into this open space.
Right. So it must have been okay.
It was almost like a, you know, like the pit in, say, the O2. Mm. It was almost like that. So I was about probably 6 or 7 people behind the barrier before the big barrier of people. So I could see all the paparazzi were on like on a real height looking down. But then I sent you a picture and a video of where I could see, and you were like, great. And I said, so if you're coming up, just look to the left.
Yeah.
Out to the ocean, that direction.
I didn't think I'd be able to see it.
Did you actually see me?
Yes.
Oh, I actually didn't know you saw me. I thought you were just...
No, I see it. You had your light on your phone, and there was two phones. When I looked over, there was two phones that I could see that were lit up.
Oh, I didn't know you actually saw me.
I just looked at them and then I could see, I made the shape of you like out and I just gave it a wave.
Oh, I didn't know you actually saw me.
I'd find you in every lifetime, in every...
Why is there a green smoke coming off me of shite? But yeah, I nearly missed Terry. So I must have been standing there for about maybe 5 or 10 minutes and I was trying to, like, I was using my camera like to zoom in to get, see, oh, maybe that might be a better angle, might be a better shot. And then I had my phone up and I wasn't watching. And then I was hitting record. I was like, is that you? I didn't even see you get onto the carpet. I missed the start.
Yeah.
I only just caught you at the last, just before you started walking up the steps. And I would have been fuming after all that.
I told you to go back to the hotel. I was like, don't worry about it. And you were like, no, I didn't come all this way.
Not get a video.
It was so cute. It was very cute. And you're real. Oh my God. I was crying in the bed the next morning. And do you know what the funny thing is, right? Sol de Janeiro flew.
They flew you over.
They flew me. Like, they're obviously a global brand. It was a global thing. So they flew so many influencers over and content creators. And I reckon David got the most views on his reel out of all of us.
And we've always said that though, about when you do a reel, it's the stuff that you don't put much effort into, that you don't think too much about it. Yeah. That's the ones that do really, really well.
Yeah, like you got more views than me on your reel. Like you got 650,000 views.
Isn't that good?
Very good, Dave. He was thrilled with himself.
Of course.
But it's like, isn't it gas? But it was flew, a very... It was they flew a very... all of us over and then David Fitzpatrick goes over without even a ticket sitting on the grass and gets the most views.
Isn't that just mad though? Mm. Sol de Janeiro need to look out for me now instead.
He's the next Sol babe.
I'm the Sol babe.
But yeah, it's been it was an amazing experience and something I'll cherish forever. Like I just couldn't believe I got to do it and I'm very grateful and it's all down to... you know, people that follow me online. So if you're listening to this, just know that I'm very grateful for all of your likes, engagements, like comments, just support. Like it's so nice just to have so many lovely girls. Like, and I do feel like I have such a lovely following. And I'm just very, very happy and grateful for that. So thanks so much, girls. You had a great time. But yeah, that was Cannes. And then we got home and the weather has been incredible. I'm currently sitting here in a bikini and David's in his shorts and me washing got delivered. Do you know, sorry for jumping from one thing to another, the weather's been so good, right? But when I say the washing in our house is outrageous, there's so much washing. There's piles of it. There's piles of clothes everywhere. And David went over to Portugal for my brother-in-law's stag. And when I say I got this house, right? And I did about 12 loads of washing on Sunday, was it that you were gone? Sunday. And even at that, I had to order that laundry.ie, someone to come out and take 20 kilos of washing out of the house, as well as all
but
that.
I figured out what the problem is with the washing, where it's all coming from.
We've been on loads of holidays.
No, I know that. But they see all the kids' washing baskets. No, they're not a big deal because the stuff is small. Like the miles of stuff, like small underwear, and obviously he's not wearing underwear, but you know what I mean? Vests and t-shirts. Sydney is underwear, vests and t-shirts and shorts. It's a full basket straight into the washing machine and it's done dry and back up. I've figured out that it's you that is actually... let me finish before you...
It's you?
No, let me finish.
Go on.
It's you because I've figured that you are like in the evenings or some days you might feel a little bit nippy and you're like, I'll put this jumper on or I'll wear this dressing gown and you'll wear it once because get makeup on it and then it goes straight into the wash. I'm like, see that white dressing gown? Last week, that was washed and dried 3 times in one week. It takes 2 days to fucking dry that bleeding thing. It's so big.
Because you're wearing it.
I'm not.
You are wearing it. I seen you wearing it. Every
I wore it once.
David, you've gotten up at Miles. It's yours. It's yours.
It's not mine.
It is yours. It is yours.
What are you talking about?
That white dressing gown is yours.
It's not mine.
David, it is yours. You got it in a press drop and you even said it to me. You were like, that's mine. That was gifted to me.
But I don't wear it.
But it's yours. I have me on now.
It's covered in makeup.
I have Sol de Janeiro. Wash it then.
I have washed it. That's my point.
But anyway,
the other day I was about to say to you, I was like, I can't be washing this fucking thing again. It's the same thing every, like 2 or 3 days. The washing basket is full again.
I just think I get picked on because all I washed over the weekend was yours, Miles and Sydney's clothes. And the only thing I sent to the laundrette was my clothes because I couldn't bear it.
Okay. Speaking of bearing, I couldn't bear the thoughts of going back over to Portugal for a stag on Sunday.
He went to a stag and died a death.
Because yeah.
You, me dad, and me two brothers need to all get in the bin. You're a disgrace.
What exactly is it that I done? What exactly is it I
done? You're menaces to society. I'm only messing. Do you know what? It's important to go and have a bit of crack and enjoy yourself. You did nothing wrong. You had a great time.
You need to... I'm not inviting anyone over to this house until the house is a fucking disgrace, right?
The house is a disgrace. There's dead blue bottles everywhere.
Even from the outside in, this house is a disgrace. There's a blackbird every fucking day, every morning. There's two of them that come and they smash my bark up outside. And it looks like I don't keep my garden clean. It's driving me crazy.
Well, David went away.
Because they dig under the bark to get to the worms and it really pisses me off.
David went away to Portugal over the weekend and me and the kids just lived out the back. And when I say it was absolutely trash. Like I'd take off Miles' nappy and I just leave it there.
I know.
But it happened like five times. And I remember in the evening I went out with my cup of tea and I was watering my vegetables and like the place was upended and I was like, I'm not cleaning this. I eaten that.
You, I knew you did.
My neighbor made.
Do you know what the back garden looked like last night? You know, and you were sitting on the chair, right? And you know, you were lying on the chair last night and I came in from the airport and you're like, hey, how are you getting on? Is your grand? Yeah. The back door was open. Every window in the house was open because there was green smoke coming out of the house, right? And you were like, how'd you get on, grand? Yeah. And I looked out the back garden and it looked like the way it was after my barbecue for my birthday a couple of weeks.
Trashed.
The swimming pool milk. The swimming pool water was milk.
Yeah, because Sydney got the
issue. But it was milk.
Sorry, we're like, and then you know what you did.
You know
Sydney
what you did.
Got the fairy liquid.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I get it.
Well,
I get it, Terry. I get it.
And right? I chose but
my point is that you were lying.
Violence.
I know. There's gonna be violence in a minute if you don't listen to me. All right, you then decided, as I was standing there, the floor in the kitchen surrounded by you was covered in all sorts of objects, right? And you then turn on the robot Hoover. And the Hoover's going, stop, start. Because it can't actually Hoover anything. I was like, why did you turn that on? You're like, because the floor needs to be cleaned. But the floor's not even clear. It can't clean shit. Everything's in the way.
David, we missed you. We missed you. Don't leave us again. The place went to shit.
I'm glad you admitted it, Terry. The house fell apart. I was gone for one day and your fucking house fell apart.
Did you ever see that episode of The Simpsons with Homer Simpson and Marge leaves and then she comes back and they're all behind a table and Marge and Homer has a shotgun? I am Homer Simpson. I'm Homer.
It was on. All the internal windows, like the doors and the like. It's honestly like all the kids, including you, just licked the glass. Right. Everything is sticky. I was gone for a day.
On that
Terry.
Note, guys, thanks for listening to this week's episode of 10 Down and David's weekly crash out about how dirty the house is, and the house is actually not that bad. We will be back next week. We're heading away on holidays. And because that's exactly what we need to do. We've no flights and accommodation booked, but we're going in 3 days.
It wouldn't be. And you know what, Terry? You've been living out of that fucking suitcase for a month now. And it's just, you keep putting it into the bathroom and then I have to step over it to go
well,
to the toilet,
you know,
Terry.
You keep putting into that bathroom, David.
Shite. Yeah. You have no response. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. Love you. Bye.